Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. A simple four-roomed cottage in Slane in County Meath marks the birthplace of the war poet Francis Ledwidge. Even though he was a committed nationalist, Ledwidge enlisted in the British Army in 1914. He went on to write his most famous poem, The Lament for Thomas MacDonagh, after his fellow poet was executed in the Easter Rising.
My name is Rosemary Yore. I'm chairperson of the Francis Ledwidge Museum Committee in Slane. We are the caretakers of the Francis Ledwidge Museum, which is the birthplace of Francis Ledwidge. There's probably quite a family tie to Francis Ledwidge through myself. Ellie Vahey, who was his sweetheart and rejected him, was my grandaunt. She lived on the hill of Slane and she worked in Rochada. She was training to be a milliner. Francis Ledwidge was a friend of my grandfather's, Paddy Vahey, and he used to go up to the Hill of Slane regularly, and of course Ellie was there and she would be going into Drogheda back to work on Monday, so he would bring his poems on a Sunday to Ellie to ask her to bring them into the Drogheda Independent where they were first published. And that's how I believe the romance began. But after some time she broke off the romance. Now, I don't know why, who knows. Maybe she fell out of love. Maybe she wasn't in love with him at all. But he was besotted with her. He wrote over 30 poems to her. Now, in the bedroom, the back bedroom, we believe that Francis may have slept in here. We're not sure, but his mother talked about him climbing out the window early in the morning to go into the garden to write his poems. So this would have been the shortest distance to the garden, because we're looking out on the garden here.
Beautiful day now.
Beautiful, yeah.
I'm Fran Brereton. I'm Professor of Modern Poetry at Queen's University in Belfast. We're standing in the back garden of Francis Ledwidge's cottage in Slane. It's a very, very beautiful countryside, a very beautiful garden, and we're right at the back where there's a stone memorial to Francis Ledwidge. He started writing quite early on, and he was discovered, you might say, by Lord Donsaney, who helped him get his poems published in newspapers, so he began to make a name for himself. Ledwidge wrote on the fly, very quickly, on scraps of paper, on whatever was to hand, sometimes on gateposts or walls. He scribbled everywhere, and some of that output is lost forever. A lot of his poems are preserved because he sent them to Lord Donsaney for advice, for that second opinion. He didn't feel sure enough about his own education to be confident all the time in what he was writing. Ledwidge is lesser known, perhaps, than some of the famous war poets of the Western Front, Wilfred Owen, Siegfried Sassoon. Partly he's writing out of very different conditions, but also he's writing poems that are not protesting the futility of war, which is what we expect the First World War poem to do sometimes, because that is what Wilfred Owen did. Ledwidge's poems have a pastoral yearning for home. He talks about his excitement of travelling the world. He'll list all the places he's been to and then say, and I wish myself in Slane. So very often the poems have a pastoral touch. They yearn for the nature and surroundings of his home and his village. He writes as well with a simplicity that in his best poems is very, very hard to achieve, but looks as if it's absolutely effortless. So his very famous poem, The Lament for Thomas MacDonagh, for instance, he was precipitated into writing that, again, very quickly, after MacDonagh's execution, but it's also, in certain ways, a lament for the dead of the First World War, an outpouring of grief, and with that pastoral touch at the end that tries to redeem the horror. He shall not hear the bittern cry in the wild sky where he is lain, nor voices of the sweeter birds above the wailing of the rain. Nor shall he know when loud March blows through slanting snows her fanfare shrill, blowing to flame the golden cup of many an upset daffodil. But when the dark cow leaves the moor and pastures poor with greedy weeds, perhaps he'll hear her low at morn, lifting her horn in pleasant mead. He died on the 31st of July 1917. He hadn't been in the front line that day. It was the first day of the Third Battle of Ypres. In the evening, he was helping to lay wooden planks over the battlefield. He paused for a cup of tea with some others, and a shell exploded nearby, killing him instantly. The priest recorded in his diary that night, "Ledwidge killed, blown to bits."
Slain in County Meath. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.